Have been a mom 18 years or longer. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right. How many of you are a mom less than 18 years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. So we have more 18 and olders than less than 18. If you've been a mom 18 or older, do you have one word of wisdom to share with our younger moms? How's that? One thought. Beth. One thought, not just one word. That could really be misconstrued. So only the younger years are challenging? Yeah, but they're like that as teenagers too, so. Right, I'm just saying when you're a mom to a teenager, you still get tired too. So you still have to enjoy like every stage of life. All right. Yes, Debbie. All right. No, that no. It all goes together. Have grace. Show patience. Be persistent. All right. Good. Yep.
I'd say just let them live. Grandkids are awesome.
Yeah, there. Hopefully, there's a little bit of guidance in there, though. You want them to like. Get the proper steps in to have the grandchildren. So, the proper order there. Yes?
Patience for when they are teenagers, especially boys, because they're kind of not as easy to do with dating wise as girls. When they get their heart broken, they rebuild. So, patience, I'm trying to explain to them that us ladies aren't all.
I don't know. I had that conversation with my daughters about boys, too. So.
Yeah, but anyway. Boys, they have more of a temper sometimes when they break up with them.
But. All right. Yep. Susan.
It's okay to ask your kids for forgiveness, especially when you lose your temper. You know, you shouldn't have. And you're human.
Yes.
And it's okay.
Yes, that's very, very important to let your children know when you've not acted appropriately. Good. That goes for dads too. So that was, I think, some of my daughters, or at least Lauren shared with me, some of her most memorable moments were when I had to apologize for something I said or did, and she remembers that, and that was kind of a big deal, knowing that her, you know, that dad could, you know, acknowledge that he was wrong and say why. So, yep.
I would say embrace your kids because each of them are different.
Yeah.
And like, don't they favorites, you know, don't have favorites. That doesn't make me too many kids. And I remember like my kids always ask me, who is your favorite? I have three kids. And I said, the three of you are. And then I go to my son, I say, you are my favorite because you are my order. Then I go to my daughter, you're my favorite because you're my only girl. And then I go to the little one, you're my favorite because you're my baby.
Right.
So all of you are favorites. You know?
Yes.
You two can always not pick favorites.
Right.
That hurt the older kids.
Yes, before Beth's sisters got married, my mother-in-law used to always tell me I was her favorite son-in-law. It's like, thanks, I'm your only son-in-law then. What's that? That's true. I guess I could have been her worst favorite son-in-law.
Last place.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts? More mature moms? Any mature advice or wisdom for younger moms? Just a little bit of wisdom to share, Mary?
Trying to forgive yourself. Because God forgives us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Alrighty. So don't beat yourself up over your own mistakes. None of us are perfect, and we will make them, and just learn from them. I'll always remember something my dad taught us. I've probably shared it before, but he used to always say, it's okay to learn from your own mistakes. It's a whole lot better to learn from somebody else's. So if you can hear situations from other individuals and hear what they say and the mistakes they made, you know, listen to those and don't just go, oh, yeah, it stinks to be you, but be like, okay, I heard what they said. I'm not going to do that either. So learn from other people's mistakes to help you not make the same things, the same mistakes. Anything else? Going once, going twice. Time to share some wisdom. Anybody? All right.